to get something straight from the start. I'm not here to tell you what sounds good. I'm not here to make things easier for you to hear. And I'm not here to bring comfort. I'm here strictly to tell the truth about what is written and the facts that are written in the scriptures. I need to get that on the table first. The second thing we're going to get on the table is in John 9 and 31, it says, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth." This is heavy. Now, who are they speaking of? Who are they making reference to when they say God, or when they're speaking of God? Well, they're referencing the God of Israel. And this is this coincides with the First Testament. We're going in Deuteronomy 1, verses 42 through 45. It reads, "And the Eternal One said unto me, Say unto them, Go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest you be smitten before your enemies. So I spake unto you, and you would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Eternal One, and went presumptuously up into the hill. And the Amorites, which dwelt in that mountain, came out against you, and chased you, as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even unto Hormah. And you returned and wept before the Eternal One. But the Eternal One would not hearken to your voice, nor give ear unto you." In Psalm 66 and 18, it reads, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Eternal One will not hear me." In Proverbs 15 and 29, it reads, "The Eternal One is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous." In Proverbs 28 and 9, it reads, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." The scripture we read in the book of John is completely in line or in alignment with the character and the nature of the God of Israel. And these are just some of the scriptures. But what we see is those who do not keep his commandments, he does not hear their prayer requests. He does not commune with them. And so what's this business of Christians who say, we are all sinners and we're going to keep sinning, hence the mercy and grace of Jesus. And then they go and pray to who? Who? It clearly states that the one I just read from Proverbs 28 and 9, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." You have some Christians who do not keep the law, let alone know the law. They don't even know the law. But you have Christians who do not keep the law because they inaccurately, or because they are under the belief that they do not have to keep the law, given certain texts that are in the New Testament, that they do not have to keep the law. Which is interesting, because Jesus said he did not come to do away with the law. He says, "Not one jot or tittle shall pass from the law until all be fulfilled." Even Jesus kept the law. Even after he died, his disciples still kept the law. But then you had some issues after he died, a little bit of time after he died, where a number of his disciples kind of ushered in the breaking of the law as far as dietary laws or restrictive laws regarding interactions and that relationship with the Eternal One. But that's another topic that we have to go into, but right now are focusing on that he does not hear the prayers of sinners. So when you have people who say, yes, I fear the Creator and I pray to the Creator, and I want you to see the arrogance in this, because you have people who say, it doesn't really matter what's written, I'm praying to the God of Israel, or I'm saying my prayers to God. And then the question becomes, well, which God are you praying to? Because the God of Israel said that he does not hear your prayers. If you are a sinner, if you are putting your hand to iniquity, he does not hear your prayers. That's what's written. That's the facts of what's written. Those who do not hear the law or take the law to heart to carry out the law out of respect and reverence for him, their prayer is not only not heard, it's an abomination to him. It's an abomination. So who is it that you think you're actually talking to? That's the scary part. Who do you think you're communing with? The question is, which God are you praying to? Are you praying to the God of Israel, or are you praying to Jesus? If you're praying to Jesus, sure, he hears you, I suppose. But it's not the God of Israel. The God of Israel is stated very clearly that he does not acknowledge nor welcome the prayers of those who are disobedient, who do not keep his laws and commandments, because that is a clear indication of disrespect, insult. He's the Creator. It is only right for the created to serve the Creator. And how can you dare come before him while breaking his commandments and doing the things that you know he hates? It states clearly that if any man, that he heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God, or the Eternal One, and doeth his will, he is the one that he hears. The prayers of the righteous are heard. His ears are open to the cries of the righteous. Not the wicked, the righteous. I have even heard it said that even though Christians sin, he doesn't see it. He doesn't see their disobedience. He doesn't see their wickedness. He only sees Christ's righteousness. Think of that. The denial of that. That I want to keep this, the individual who believes this is basically saying, I want to keep doing sin. Because if they hated it, they wouldn't do it. You're indulging in it because you like doing it. And it's not even about indulging in it. You're putting your hand to it because you like doing it. Nobody does what they hate and enjoy it. You enjoy doing it. Nobody who... And so what they're saying is, I'm making the willful choice to keep sinning against the Creator, showing my unfaithfulness and my unloyalness, my disloyalty to him, but he doesn't see that. So now they're calling him blind, blind to truth. Think of the insult of this and the arrogance of this. Now they're calling him blind, that he doesn't see their acts. Instead, he's looking at somebody else's acts and unjustly or inappropriately accrediting them to the wicked person. This is some serious business. Let me shed a little light on this. No matter what you've been told by man, men who are more driven to encourage you, men who are more driven by money, men who are driven by acceptance, they're not going to tell you the truth. Men who are driven by the truth will tell you that it is written within the First Testament that the God of Israel does not hear the prayers of sinners. If you are a sinner, He does not acknowledge your prayers. Regardless of what other people tell you, regardless of what your circumstances look like or your experiences, the truth of what is written is that He does not acknowledge your prayers. Yes. Yes, indeed, it's a hard pill to swallow, but it's the truth. He is king over all the earth. He has His own personality. He has His own characteristics. You cannot make up His personality. You can't pretend or imagine in a sense of creating His personality and who you want Him to be and how you want Him to respond to you. It doesn't work like that. And that's a big problem in our society today. People have made up their own gods because they don't know Him and He hasn't revealed Himself to them. They'll make up their own imaginations of what He's like or what they would like for Him to be like, and have concocted this grand imagination of who their God is, not the God of Israel. And He said in the scriptures, because you do not heed my voice, because you do not walk in obedience, He will give you over to a heart of imagination, to your own imaginations. And that's exactly what's happening. And one of the clues that you're doing that is that you have humanized God. You've humanized Him. You have people believing that, or you hear the popular saying, God is love. No, He's not. He's justice. He's righteousness. You show me in the First Testament when it is speaking about the God of Israel, where it says God is love. You won't find that. You certainly won't find that in the Torah. God is justice.